Unit 2. Music Matters. Read on. Page 58.
Tune Trivia. Beethoven, 770 to 1827. One of the greatest composers of classical music, was partially deaf throughout his life. He was a very creative musician who changed the idea of music for all times. During the last few years of his life, he was almost completely deaf, and yet it was during those years that he composed some of his greatest pieces. Diane Schur, 1953, was born blind, but still managed to teach herself piano and become a winner of 2 Grammy Awards as a jazz singer. When asked about her optimism, she said, "I try to be grateful for what I have and not the things that I don't have. No matter what, I just do my best to live in an attitude of gratitude." Stevie Wonder, 1950, has had more than 30 number one hits, and he's been blind since birth. One of his greatest hits is Happy Birthday, which he created in honor of Martin Luther King's birthday. Stevie Wonder also helped make Martin Luther King Day a national holiday in America. Ahuva Ozeri, 1948 to 2016, originally from Yemen, was famous for her use of the unique Indian string instrument and was a pioneer of Mizrahi music from the 70s. After losing the use of her vocal cords from cancer, she remained creative and active, and in 2013, she produced her final album, which included 16 songs that she wrote and others sang. Rick Allen, 1963, a famous English drummer, started playing the drums at the age of 9, and when he was only 15, he joined Def Leppard, an English rock band. Sadly, Allen lost his arm and nearly his life in a car accident. However, he has continued playing the drums in the band with the use of special foot pedals. It seems that nothing could stop Allen's love for drumming.